Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Elemental Awakening Podcast. I got a very special guest today. I guess if I had to put a term, I'd use influencer, but Victor is much more than that. He's, I think, a role model, a dad. He's an entrepreneur and an influencer, I would say. And we met at a special place and got to become friends. And we did a short podcast while we were in Rhythmia in Costa Rica at Rhythmia. And I saw, due to like the feedback that I got from it, a lot of people loved the conversation. So I invited him back on just for another conversation where we're going to flow and just say what's up. So guys, welcome Victor. Victor, welcome to the show.
Cool. Thank you. And thank you everyone listening and watching. It's a pleasure to be here. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So again, just as a refresher, just tell us a bit about yourself and maybe your journey to where you got now, just to update everyone, you know, before you were an influencer and how that's changed your life and just sharing sort of some of your wisdom and knowledge.
Okay. Yeah. Most people online anyway, know me as the guy that helps other people navigate their spiritual awakening process. So this is something I went through in a very real way over a decade ago. And what is a spiritual awakening? Well, you can look at it in many different ways, but it's very similar to what people talk about in the East, where there's a whole mystical kind of quality to it, and that can really have a dramatic effect on your sense of self and the things you do in life and your life in general. And there can be a lot of kind of ups and downs as we go through this big transitional period. And something I just found myself in the midst of, not knowing what it was, what was happening to me. I thought I was going crazy, but over just through my own sort of research and, you know, experience, I was able to kind of come out the other side and feel good. And it was a very positive and amazing experience. So I just felt inspired years ago to start just talking about it on YouTube, so people know that it is a real thing. It is extremely positive, even if you feel like you're going through a lot of ups and downs. And I just get into all the ins and outs of what I experienced during the awakening, in a sense, as a message for my younger self. It's the advice I wish I would have been aware of when I was going through it, to kind of help me navigate it more smoothly. So that's sort of the gist of it. Initially, before that, I was a personal trainer, and I was also a medical marijuana grower. I did both these things. They're my businesses. And there came a time in my life where I felt a calling. I felt a strong intuition to start sort of sharing my messages on YouTube, which seemed like a long shot. Okay, you know, but eventually this dream of mine, it just felt like there came a time in my life where I just knew it was time to put the rubber to the road and actually make it happen. So there was this sort of point where I knew I needed to like quit my job and sever my businesses and close them down and put all my energy, which was being taken up a lot by my other stuff, I put it all into the YouTube endeavor. And even though it was kind of a wild transition, at one point my family and I were living in a 21-foot RV with a dog and a cat in a litter box, 21 feet, three kids, imagine that.
Wow.
I didn't know where the money was gonna come from, but I was just following my instincts, following my intuition, and it led me to a life of abundance and purpose and meaning. And I'm just extremely grateful for this whole process. So that's my best way of consolidating.
Amazing. Yeah. amazing. So a few things that I just really picked up there that I'd love to share a bit more. So it still seems like you're in service, because before, you know, personal training, you're in a sort of role of service, helping people reach their goals, you know, fitness and physical health and medical marijuana. For me, that sort of falls into the plant medicine category. You know, some people look at it as a drug, some people look at it as, you know, something else, but, you know, I also see that as a level of service, creating, you know, growing a plant that's going to help heal people. So where's the transition now? It's a different level of service, I guess, for you in your new role, but do you still feel like you were always called to serve others? Is that something that resonates with you?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Have you ever read the book, The Way of the Superior Man?
Yes, I have. Yeah,
it's good, right? You know how he talks about a life purpose as like an onion. When I was a personal trainer, I wanted to serve, and that was like the best way I could do it. But there came a time when I felt like I needed to do it my soul yearned to do it in a deeper, more transformative way. I peeled the onion and became like the YouTuber guy. And now I consequently, sort of to my own surprise, been going through that whole process all over again over the last year or so, where I stopped making YouTube videos and feel called to start writing books and working with people at retreats and doing online coaching to really, so I'm going even deeper into the onion now.
You know what? I'm in a similar boat, and I feel like every time I get some stability, there becomes this new like evolution in my life where it's like, okay, you know, like I've reached this sort of plateau, not even a plateau, just this don't know if I just love going through like the ringer and just pushing myself into these like transformational, because every transformation starts with uncertainty or pain or confusion or searching. And it's like, as soon as I get some room to breathe, I feel like I'm pushing myself off the edge again into where when I'm there, it's like, oh, I just want to go back to certainty, but then it becomes a different level of growth. And a lot of what's been coming up, and I already do a lot of retreats, you know, we met at Rhythmia and we run retreats here in Ontario as well. It's just, there's a different sort of, we were just talking about this yesterday in our men's group, this level of service, but there's also this experiential, like knowing it's like, yeah, I'm supposed to be here. So like when we're on a retreat and we're helping others and being in service, like everything on the outside world seems to stop. And you just come so into the moment, this present moment of service. And there's this feeling of fulfillment that I get, which I'm sure, you know, you can attest to as well. But I definitely see the need and the expansion of these retreat experiences. So I think that's something, you know, after this call, we should definitely link up on and see if, you know, if there's an opportunity to create something together. Tell me a bit more about, I guess, how you can relate what you went through in your awakening and what I think many people are being pushed into right now, which, you know, I guess that just relates to what I just said, as, you know, it seems like the world is collapsing in many ways and there's a lot of confusion and fear. And, you know, one day it's a virus, the next day it's riots, the next day it's climate change, the next day it's who knows what's next around the corner. And whether these are, you know, like, I don't really want to get into whether it's political or, you know, the universe is doing it. You know, they all serve a purpose in a way to what it brings up within us. And, you know, I love the things you talk about. So is there anything you can say to that and what people might be going through now and what you might sort of recommend?
Yeah, so I feel like what's going on right now is an opportunity and you can roll with it in many ways and no way is right or wrong. But I know in my own life when there's been upheaval and unexpected change or, breaking up of my certainty and whether it's a career or whatever, which a lot of people are going through right now, they're feeling that uncertainty that you're speaking of. That's an opportunity to kind of go deeper into that onion and sort of like find out and reveal to yourself a deeper level of who you are and then express that out there in life. And for some people, it'll be a new career that gives them more freedom and more abundance and more satisfaction. Or it could be like an opportunity to really connect with your loved ones. Maybe you are working all the time and you never had time to just be there and present with your children and watch them grow and laugh and play. So I feel like there's a lot of different ways to look at it. I also think it's like a opportunity to really grow on a spiritual level. Because I think when a lot of things go crazy in the world and in our own lives, that's when we tend to turn to God, if you will, turn to spirituality. And we can find like peace and stability, even in this tumultuous time within ourselves. And if we're never really given a compelling reason to be pushed off the cliff, as you're kind of discussing, then maybe we would have never discovered that true strength that we have. So personally, I've been challenged. There's been a lot of unexpected things, but I've benefited already immensely from this exact circumstance. So I'm choosing to look at it in a positive light and seeing how is it teaching me, how can I grow? And it's that attitude that I would invite people to entertain, to consider. Because I think that's going to be the key to having a very positive experience of even maybe the world's one of the most challenging times ever.
Amazing. So when we talk about awakening, you know, I know a lot of the times, you know, it comes from these difficult situations we're put in. And like, I guess a lot of people have trouble creating the link between spiritual awakening and this chaotic sort of downtime in their life. When did you realize maybe in your own situation that there was a spiritual aspect to what you were going through in this change? And maybe how can people relate and maybe help identify within themselves that same sort of connection? Is there any way? I know it's a kind of tricky question, but
yeah, it's, I just in my experience working with people going through it, everyone becomes aware in their own way. For me, I had a very obvious happening. I had the Kundalini awakening is? Have you heard of that?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I had that on a mushroom journey one time at my house.
Maybe you want to explain it for people who don't know what it is, a bit about Kundalini awakening, yeah.
Yeah. So I came to this point in my life, in my very early 20s, where I just could sense there was more to life than meets the eye. And I just had this like strong desire to break through. And I was listening to The Doors a lot, and they have this song called Break On Through, and I was like, that was my attitude, right? So I was taking a lot of psychedelic mushrooms.
You see the Jim Morrison poster up
nice.
There.
Nice. Oh, cool. Yeah. So one day I was sitting there on my listening to my laptop on mushrooms and trying to open my third eye. I wanted to break through. And I had this experience where I felt this like golf ball size knot of energy that was very tangible rising up my spine. And it felt like I was almost going to give birth to it. This isn't just some sort of like visionary thing. It's like a real thing in my body. Like, what is this thing? It made its way up my spine. When it got up to my head, there was an explosion of white light. And all of a sudden I went into the ego death experience. And I thought, wow, that was quite a trip, man, you know? But that same phenomenon started happening to me when I, you know, when I was not on the mushrooms the next day. And for the next several months, that same energy would return in pretty much almost like in a forceful, explosive way, like gush its way up my spine, pouring out my head. And it put me into these mystical states. So it was like a very obvious spiritual thing happening to me. But now a lot of people, I don't think it's going to be like that. I think a lot of people, it doesn't have to be like that either. I would even say it doesn't even matter whether one defines it as a spiritual awakening, as a spiritual awakening or a regular awakening. It's just more like, I look at it just like every moment we have the chance to relate with life in the way we choose, and we can choose to grow and expand from it, whether we call it a spiritual awakening or not. I don't even think that's relevant. I think a lot of people are going to, if they keep the attitude, will improve their life tremendously and clarify their sense of self and come into a deep level of like their own purpose in life.
So like a transformation through self-awareness, where whether you label it as spiritual or not, as these things allow you to question your life and how you navigate it, I guess, can lead to like great transformation because you have new perspectives, like you mentioned, spending more time with your kids, or maybe having to leave your job whether you want to or not, you know, and maybe you get forced out of it. I love that. So, you know, you said you had a mushroom experience. I guess, you know, what role have psychedelics played in your experience or your journey? And, you know, is it something that you think play a big role in what's going on now, or can have a positive effect on people's lives as they're looking for answers?
Yeah, so they've played a big role in my own journey. Again, that was sort of what sparked my initial awakening, the mushroom journey. And also just in general, psychedelics like the magic mushrooms and like ayahuasca and San Pedro, they give me and many others, but almost like a glimpse of expanded consciousness where you really get to really look at ourselves and reality through in a completely different way. And in a sense, at least from that vantage point, it seems like in a more clear way, like we're able to sort of see the truth of things that normally we're in a sense blind to with our sort of limited beta sort of human consciousness. And we get to kind of step out of that at times. And through that, there's oftentimes a lot of profound insights and life-changing healings and just brilliant breakthroughs in my own life that I've had through the psychedelics. And I think that while they're maybe not for everybody, because they can be an intense experience, as you know, they certainly, if one feels called to them, they very well could be like a plant, like a real spiritual ally. I see them that way as well. I see them as their own, like a spirit. There's a spirit quality to all of them that you can kind of almost like tangibly relate with and experience during the journey. You realize you're working with a wise earth teacher in a sense. And they're lovingly helping you, expand you and heal you. So I love them, man. I can go on for days.
Yeah, I love that perspective. It's like a spiritual ally or like a teacher that's working with you. You know, I find sometimes people put too much emphasis on the psychedelic being the answer or the savior or something that's going to like, it can change you, but I think, you know, it's like a tool or like you said, an ally that's going to sort of be there to help you, but not necessarily do all the work for you. You still got to do some work and open your eyes a little bit to see what's laying just beyond the surface or these insights. So I love that analogy. I might even use that in the future. So thank you. Yeah, we can talk a bit more about psychedelics if you want, or we can move on to intuition. And sometimes they go hand in hand. Have you noticed? Yeah. So some people will ask me, and I love your perspective, like, oh, okay. So, you know, you use some psychedelics to heal or for insights. Why do you keep going back to them? Like, you know, are you like messed up? Like people ask me this all the time. Like you keep on doing this ayahuasca experience. Like you're really that messed up. We need to go back. Like, what's your perspective on continually using psychedelics? Like how much, how often? You know, do you have any insights around that? Like the recommendations that, or maybe your own personal experience rather than recommendations?
Yeah, I feel like unlike a typical sort of compelling and addictive drug, psychedelics have a way of letting the user, individual user, know the appropriate frequency. So some people do it once and it's like mind blowing, but that's like perfect for their journey here on earth. They don't need it anymore. It's like they got what they needed. Other people, they want to just keep diving deeper. So for me, to answer that question, like the reason I keep going back is because I am freaking nuts. The more I grow, the more I realize and become aware of my own dysfunction that was unconscious. And the psychedelics are a great way to kind of help me peel back these layers and release these layers of just pain and unconsciousness and suffering that have always been there, have always been influencing me on an unconscious level. And in a sense, wreaking havoc on my life. And the psychedelics is like a way to go in and resolve some of that. So I keep going back because I'm not healed all the way. And the more I learn, the more I grow, the more I realize there is to learn and the more growth there is to be had. But I can totally respect and understand where some people would not feel the need to use it as often. And there's other ways to accomplish the same thing probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's really good to mention that because a lot of people look up to guys like yourself that have all the answers, that have done all the work, that you know, they want to get to that state. But it's good to acknowledge that, you know, we're all still doing work. We're all uncovering more and more sort of things that we need to heal within ourselves, no matter where we are. And I had a conversation this morning with one of my partners, and we said, you know, after the obvious stuff gets dealt with, like the real pain and the anger, the next levels are like really tricky because they sit beneath the surface and they guide your lives more than you'd think. And they create these like maybe negative habits or negative thought patterns or these tendencies that are really maybe not helping you in life. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you need sort of those experiences to bring light to those things that you can't see. Right.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And I feel the exact same way. It becomes more tricky. And then it's like dogs are really good because sometimes you can be aware that you have a pattern. And you can see how it's not serving you, but you keep doing it and you don't know why. You just tell yourself unresolved. And they can be very helpful to shine a light down there.
Yeah. So what are some of your like integration tools? So like you have the experiences and, you know, I know this is big for people where, you know, I know I'm generalizing again, but, you know, sometimes people just do the psychedelics and not integrate anything. You know, do you have any sort of favorite practices to integrate into your daily life or maybe daily sort of routines that you use to help you continue to integrate the experiences or just help you with your everyday sort of growth?
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of like what you were saying earlier, Gio, how like they can shine a light on certain things, but then it's sort of up to us to make the changes, like the actual changes in our life to reflect the insight. So what I like to do is right before I even come down all the way, I like to write down all my insights on a notepad before I go to bed. And then I think it also helps to talk about them. Just like have like a conversation with somebody else and you can just share your journeys. And for me, verbalizing it helps kind of ground it in to my mind better. So it's not so like dreamlike and fading away. And then most importantly, I don't do this literally every time, but oftentimes I will literally set goals that reflect the learnings I had during the experience. Like for example, one of the times I saw how I was kind of like being sort of unconscious and kind of a dick to my kids in a way. And I was like, well, I need to change that. So I'm gonna have an after work routine where I wind down so I can go into the family life in a more present, peaceful state. Mm. So insight was helpful, but I needed to build that habit, you know? So that's kind of what I do.
I love that. And I think that's the key. It's like taking that away and then taking action. So it's not like just, I need to be a better dad and more present. It's like, I'm gonna, you know, wind down every day after work. And like, here's the action steps. So that winding down, so I'm getting ready to go in and be present rather than I need to be more present. So there's a specificity you've added in there. It's like a winding down process. So I think that's really key for people to take away. It's like not only what you need to do, but how are you going to sort of put that into your life? Where are you going to map that in? Right. So I think that's awesome. So yeah, thank you. Thank you. Great sort of answers. So we got a few minutes left. So I just want to talk. So you mentioned a bit before about following your intuition. And I think that's sort of a key, especially now when there's a lot of uncertainty or anytime you're going through an awakening, you know, you start feeling these tendencies. So you said you felt this intuitive force to get out of what you were doing. And I guess sort of like maybe you can just maybe shed some light on, you know, listen to your intuition in the chaos or in the sort of challenging times and like what that might feel like and then how you can use it also as a guide moving forward. So if you want to touch on those two, I'd love your input.
What I've learned in coaching people is a lot of people that I coach are so intuitive, but they don't think they're intuitive because it's not so flashy. They don't feel psychic. What I find a lot of people, including myself, we just get these like knowings. Like, how do you know, Vic, to close down your businesses for no freaking reason and pursue YouTube. I just knew. I just had a knowing. I don't know how I knew, but it was like this deep core, undeniable, just, I just knew. And I think a lot of people get that, but they don't follow because it's not backed with logic. But what I found is that you can create an amazing life and your intuition knows best and always has your back and best interest at heart, but it communicates to you in a sort of a subtle way through just, for a lot of us, just that knowing. And some people have sort of confirmations and signs and synchronicity and sort of to sort of validate that, but I think everyone, it's just sort of an indescribable knowing. And if we just follow that as best we can, life will always get awesome and improve.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's a bit of like the letting go of the mind and just sort of trying to sort of follow that feeling. Because sometimes when we get in our minds, we get really too analytical, like, oh, what if this happens? What if that happens? And you're going away from the feeling and trying to like figure out mentally the path. Right. For me anyways, it's like, okay, that feeling is strong. Or if it's something that keeps repeating itself, maybe, would you say like, that's yeah. your intuition trying to like say like, hey, like pay attention here. You know, this keeps coming up for a reason.
Exactly. Yeah. It's yeah. Knowing, it's a feeling, it's a sensing. Yeah.
Love that. Yeah, I love that. All right. So just to wrap up, I guess, a couple questions. Like, where do you think we're headed collectively? You know, like, I know right now it feels like there's a lot of doom and gloom out there globally. Like, what's your perspective on where humanity is moving as a collective? You know, do you, yeah. like a year, 5 years from now, where do you think we're headed? I know you got kids as well. So, you know, something that I think about too, like, what's the future holding yeah. for all of us?
So, some might call me like a naive optimist here, but I just know my own life when sort of shit hit the fan and things got crazy and became messy. And that's when I grew a lot. And from that, a lot of positive changes resulted. So I think right now we're in that collectively as a humanity is going through their own sort of awakening in a sense. And from all these challenges, there's at least the opportunity to start doing things differently. And create more like harmony within like each other and build new structures, new systems, or new systems to sort of live by that are more like in harmony with like nature in a sense, as an example. But I also think it's an individual choice. There's some people that seem to be at least currently pretty stuck in their ways and they might have their own experience, but I feel like regardless of what happens, the individual can bounce off of anything. We can become empowered and thrive in a very powerful way, regardless of what happens. So I think it's all in the individual's hands, but where the collective goes, I'm anxious to see myself. I have no idea. We'll see. It's interesting.
Yeah. And I like to sort of like, sometimes I get in my head and it's like, oh my God, this is it. We're not coming back from this. Things are just going to go downhill from here. But I think from a design perspective, from a soul level, you know, you want to put to learn and to grow, it has to go into some level of uncertainty. There has to be some challenges. There has to be some opportunities to really like be able to center yourself and ride the wave without judgment and not jumping to conclusions and not fear. It's like, okay, like I'm always in control of the way I respond. And, you know, like I can show love and be a leader and show light no matter what the circumstance, like the great teachers always did, you know, faced with the craziest adversity, you know, they remained present and were able to forgive and lead with love. So, you know, I like to say, like, I probably chose to be here at this time for this exact reason, to dive into this crazy uncertainty and challenge myself to grow. So, yeah, cool.
Yeah. Real quick, I look at it like the perfect catalyst. Like, I feel like business as usual, the way we've been going, that is more scary to me. It's mm-hmm. sort of ignoring the reality of, like, the global situation, the way we treat each other. And I think this shakeup is an opportunity to really, really reevaluate the way we conduct ourselves as a humanity. And then from there, I think if we all choose, it could be a very positive and much better life, even though it'll take some time and there'd be a transition there. But I found, and you probably have as well, there can be a lot of joy and fun in the transition, these transitional phases of life. Absolutely. It can be really fun and you can rock out and build these new things. And so I feel like there could be a potential for a very hopeful future, but it might take some work and we might have to change our ways a little bit, which I'm willing to. And I think a lot of other people are as well. I think we feel ready.
I think we all need to sort of agree that, you know, in order to get to a better place, you know, we have to all change a little bit, some more than others. And, you know, whenever I work with people and I talk to them about like just manifesting and trying to create a vision of the future versus where you are right now, there's this in between to get there. And to get there, a lot of times things have to change. And the changing process sometimes may be creative and fun, and sometimes it may look destructive and things collapsing, like your house burning down or losing your job or your wife leaving you or whatever. But in the long run, to get to where you really want, sometimes we don't know what that change in the process is going to look like. So, you know, and I always say in times like this, we have to be present because, you know, we're all wanting change to something better. And maybe this is what it looks like. So that's where I like to keep that naive possibility. Naive optimism as well, saying like, yeah, listen, this is moving to better. Okay, last question, because I know we got to go. We're on a tight time schedule today. Tell us a bit about your book. What are you writing about? Why did you decide to write a book? What's exciting about it for you? Just tell me about it.
Yeah, Project. So I'm writing kind of two books right now, which I know is probably not smart. And I kind of, like earlier we were discussing, I felt I just had a strong knowing to stop putting so much into my social media presence online. And I wanted more of a detached lifestyle. And also there's a calling to write for whatever reason. I don't even understand it, but I just have a knowing I'm to write, and it'll bring not as an obligation, but it'll bring me a lot of joy and passion as well. But I'm finding it to be very difficult writing a book. It's definitely must be more organized. It's forcing me to really learn to create in a very different, more longer term thinking type of way. So I'm writing a book right now about just the awakening signs. I suspect a lot of people are going through an awakening, but not realizing it and thinking they're just going crazy or just wondering why they're depressed or having all this anxiety or big change in their life. But it's actually like, it's like the foreground of a very positive awakening experience that can enrich their life big time. And then I have another book about the secret of finding your life purpose now, just sort of that path. A lot of people, they want to find their life purpose. They want to know what it is, but they're sort of waiting to be told or researching. And the whole premise of the book is like, your life purpose is like life, it's a journey. And it's really just a matter of doing the next thing that seems cool and you're fond of it, that resonates. And so I go into sort of I talk about the transition and the process of going from not knowing what your life purpose is to literally living it on all levels of your life. So both books are,
Sound awesome.
Going all in on though.
Yeah, they both sound great. I can't wait for those to come out. Okay, so where can people get a hold of you? When are these books planned to come out? Do you have a timeline?
It probably would benefit me to set a date, but I don't have a date. I'm still doing my best. But people can find me nowadays on Instagram, just with my name, @VictorOdo.
@VictorOdo. Yeah. All right, guys, please check out Victor. Show him some love, follow, like, support him. He's doing great work. Watch all of his YouTube videos. He's got a whole plethora of them that are great for guiding if you're feeling that sort of awakening feeling. Thank you personally for all the work you're doing and all the light you're shining out there and all the people you're helping, and you're a great role model, and I love everything that you're doing. So thank you so much for also spending the time today to hop on this call with me.
You're welcome. Thank you. It was a pleasure and an honor to be here with you. It was nice to catch up as well. And thank you. And kudos to all the good work you're doing as well, Gio.
Appreciate it, brother. Yeah. And looking forward to, hopefully, I'm going to just set the intention, one day in the future, we're going to co-lead an awesome retreat together, either up here or down south.
Yeah. That'd be awesome, man. That'd be cool. Yeah.
Awesome. Cool, brother. Okay. Thanks. And we'll hopefully chat with you again sometime in the near future.
Okay. Sounds good, man. Take care. All the best to you.